Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it was on this date back in 1914 that Britain declared war on Germany for invading Belgium. The United States proclaimed its neutrality in the mushrooming world conflict. I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about World War One because we have just a bit of time before open line begins. And I thought about talking about the July crisis just a little bit more, but I thought I might talk about how we got to the July crisis, which is what this date kind of culminates into. Britain declaring war on Germany, which at the time Germany and Britain were the two most powerful countries basically in the world at that time, especially at least definitely Europe. You might say the United States is a contender, but definitely Germany and Britain were the two most powerful in Europe and maybe even just on that entire continent. But I thought I might come on and talk about the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, the man that fate basically demanded be assassinated. It's a rather interesting story. But before I do, I would like to remind you that if you'd like to hear me talk about the July crisis or maybe the Korean War or the Marquis de Lafayette, I've talked about all sorts of historical topics, and if you'd like to listen to them, you can go onto our website, kggfradio.com, click on the community tab and go down to On Demand, and I add all these little history segments I do onto the website there. But yes, the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, it was the summer of 1914, and Franz Ferdinand and his wife, Sophie, had accepted an invitation to visit the capital of Bosnia, Sarajevo. Now, there was terrorist activity going on in Sarajevo at the time. There was a nationalist organization that went by the ominous title of the Black Hand, but and Franz Ferdinand was aware of that, but he elected to ignore the warnings of those nationalist organizations. It was on the morning of June 28th, 1914, that the couple arrived by train, and then they got into a motorcade. He got into a an open top vehicle and drove into the city for an official reception. The Archduke and his wife were in the second car with the top rolled back, so the crowds could wave at him and they could say hello. Everyone could see him. Now the Black Hand, at least this specific division of Black Hand, was six young men that went by the name of Young Bosnia, and they were angry sort of in the way that only righteously indignated young men can be. They were very angry at Austria-Hungary for their just their relationship with Bosnia at the time. But yeah, there were six of them, and they all had picked points along this motorcade parade route to try and assassinate this Archduke, Franz Ferdinand. I think the first couple of them, there were police nearby, and they kind of backed off. They got a little scared. One of them had a good shot at Franz Ferdinand, but he saw Sophie, and he just couldn't bring himself to pull the trigger. One of them actually did end up hurling a grenade at the Archduke's car. The driver, when he saw that a grenade was getting thrown at him, accelerated, and the bomb exploded underneath the wheel of the next car in the motorcade, and it injured a whole bunch of people in the crowd spectating. The guy who threw it, the angry young man who threw it, started running. He ended up trying to jump in a river to escape, but the river was very thin. It was only a couple of inches deep, and he ended up breaking both of his legs. Because they were a terrorist organization, and they knew that it might come to this, they had purchased some cyanide pills to, you'll never take me alive, that kind of thing. But they had bought them on the cheap, and their cyanide had expired, so he took his cyanide pill, but rather than killing him, it just made him very ill, and he started vomiting, and police sort of just calmly strolled down into the river, picked him up, and brought him to jail. In a interesting turn from the Archduke, though, rather than just immediately fleeing the country or running to a city hall or something like that, the Archduke said, hey, let's go visit the hospital of the people that were just injured. Let's go tell them that, I feel for their struggle. And, there in itself was a unique and strange decision. So on the route to the hospital, the Archduke's driver was not familiar with with Sarajevo. You got to understand this was the Archduke's personal driver who wasn't at all local to this area. They take a wrong turn down a street that was actually named after the Archduke's uncle. And as it so happened, their car stalled onto on this wrong street as they were trying to back up. The driver made a mistake. The car stalled. And standing right there was one of the men who was trying to assassinate Franz Ferdinand Gervalo Princep. As the car was starting to stall out, Princep approached and fired his gun. He hit Sophie in the stomach, and he shot the Archduke in the neck. Both had died before they even reached the hospital. There is a little bit of debate among historians about sort of the nature of Sophie's personal condition, because Franz Ferdinand's last words were, Sophie, please live for our children. There is a little bit of debate as to whether or not she might have been pregnant. But either way, a tragedy. And it's just there are so many things that like could have gone right for the Archduke here, and they just all went wrong. He was unbelievably unlucky in this particular string of events. He was a man fate basically demanded die, and it was really this that escalated World War One to the level that it was at. That's not to say that if he had not been assassinated, World War One had not occurred. You got to understand the nations of World War One era Europe were in a very uneasy peace. Germany was very, very powerful, and it was getting basically none of the same political rights as other countries. So something would have broken the peace eventually. It was just this was the thing that ended up breaking the peace and starting World War One. And that is our history segment for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, I will be adding this to our website, kggfradio.com. Click on the On Demand tab and go down to On the Assassination of Franz Ferdinand. It'll be there for you in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned now for a Fox News update at the bottom of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, your source for news, talk, and farm.